engineer.
Yeah, but when it's placed in the bedroom, the hangar?
Yeah.
What do you call that place?
Oh, closet.
Howdy. Listen, David, would you care to go out there and holler and tell your granddaddy to come in?
Who's he at?
Well, he's a cotton picker. You know where they're at.
Yeah.
I bet that you snap the electric plug. Well, you tell him to come in and tell him the man he wants to see. And I'll give you something. I give him a quarter of the things you need. They like to have some in school.
Great big old wooden wardrobe, you know. And you could just hang a lot of clothes in there. And women them days just made feel some comforts and just pile them. Had to have something to put them in.
Yeah, could you move that wardrobe around?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, you can move that around.
How about the closet?
No. No. Little place good in the corner.
What is the wardrobe made out of?
Oh, wood.
What do they call the boards on the side of the frame house that you put on the outside?
You mean that kind of stuff up along there?
Yeah.
That's what they call weatherboarding. $4.30. A little front porch. And it was roofed over and just had a floor in. That's about all there was to it.
How about in the back?
Well, in the back, we didn't have anything. We just what they called a step. People did, but most everybody used boards. What they called it riving boards. Saw down an oak tree and then rive up the boards. And then lots of people had shingles. They was what they called shingle machines.
What's that?
That there was a thing they made shingles with. They had most of them was copper.